Everything that happens in life can happen in a show. You can make them laugh, you can make them cry. Anything, anything can go.
Express yourself. Express yourself.
Welcome to your weekend. This is Weekend Showcase, your North State Arts Magazine. I'm Tom Kinney.
Do it, do it.
Today we talk with leaders from an innovative activity program for adults 50 and older, in which participants explore self-expression through visual art, movement, theater exercises, and creative writing. Our guests are Deborah Lucero, who has put together this program through her Friends of the Arts organization. We'll also talk with the program's visual art teacher and its theater guru. You'll also hear music from and details about Twilight Zone Live, which opened last night at Chico's Blue Room Theater. That's coming up over the next half hour here on Weekend Showcase. Stay tuned. First, here's Brian Maul with the North State Arts Calendar.
At the Trinity Alps Performing Arts Center, the Trinity Players present Turns in the River, a play in three acts, incorporating Wintu stories, Trinity lore, and original music by Jim Augustine. Showtimes are tonight and tomorrow at 7 o'clock, with a Sunday matinee at 3. Reading's Riverfront Playhouse stages Pride and Prejudice, based on the novel by Jane Austen. Performances are tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. There's also a Sunday afternoon show at 2 o'clock. The Summer Musical by the Shasta College Theater Arts Department, The Producers, adapted from Mel Brooks' film comedy. It's on stage at the Shasta College Theater tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Orland Art Center concludes its current exhibit. Summer Smorgasbord includes water media, oil painting, pencil drawings, and pastels, showcasing works by three artists. Your final chance to see this show is tomorrow between 10 and 6. Tonight at Chico's Downtown Plaza, a favor at the Friday night concert, the Amy Celeste Band. Hear this group's unique take on blues and soul starting at 6 o'clock. This weekend, enter a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. See The Twilight Zone Live on stage at the Blue Room Theater in downtown Chico. It's a supernatural folktale about a love triangle, witchcraft, and dark transformations. The Twilight Zone Live plays tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, and the 2 o'clock Sunday matinee is the final performance. Chico Theater Company presents Sabrina Fair, the romantic comedy on which the Audrey Hepburn film was based. Curtain time is tonight and tomorrow at 7:30, and there's a Sunday matinee at 2. Tomorrow morning, the Chico Arts and Cultural Foundation will conduct a free tour of the city's downtown public art projects. The tour starts at 10 a.m. at the Our Hands sculpture in front of City Hall, lasts about an hour, and ends at the downtown plaza. The Chico Art Center currently features Chico Masters, past and present works. The exhibit highlights three local artists and their preferred media. To view works by these three masters, visit the center any day of the week between noon and 4. The Paradise Art Center features creations with a Western theme, paintings, jewelry, and handmade traditional Native American dresses and more, all crafted by artists from the center. This show, titled Cowboys and Indians, can be seen Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, or Saturday, 1 to 4. At Grass Valley's Center for the Arts, there's a new twist on a Shakespeare classic. A Midsummer Night's Dream, a musical fairy fantasy, features newly composed music and the original language of the bard, but shortened to be more accessible to family audiences. The show starts at 7 o'clock tonight, with 2 o'clock matinees tomorrow and Sunday. That's the calendar for this week. Thanks for listening. Painter Edward Hopper, who was born on this day in 1882, remarked, "If you could say it with words, there would be no reason to paint."
Express yourself.
This is Dolores Mitchell, and today I'm speaking with Deborah Lucero and two other people about a very exciting new grant that is going to bring arts to retirees.
Hello, Dolores. This is an exciting program for Friends of the Arts. We received a grant called Artists Activating Communities, and we chose to work with lead artist Christine McShane, who has a studio at 561 East Lindo in Chico. Very nice, large studio where fun stuff occurs. What we did with this grant is we thought about artfully aging and what that would mean, because many people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s have grown up with the arts in schools, and what we are finding is those who are in their 20s and early 30s have not had that same experience. So while we grew up maybe having our teachers all the way through sixth grade knowing an instrument and being comfortable with music and even art, because that was what was required of a teacher back then, many new teachers haven't had that training. So what we're trying to do is provide a safe environment for 55 plus aged folks to come and do maybe a thing on their bucket list. Maybe it was, I want to paint a painting, I want to be in a play, I want to be a dancer, I want to be a painter, whatever it might be. I want to write a poem, I want to be a writer. So we've combined four classes for people to take, stage one and stage two, classes that by the end of this you would become a certificated official Art is Me participant, skilled in the methods of Art is Me. And really, Art is Me is exactly what it sounds like. Art is Me. You can find it at Friends of the Arts upstate.org and look under the Art is Me tab, and you can go there to learn more about the program, sign up online for the class. It really is a fun idea, and apparently the California Arts Council thought it was also a model kind of program, and that's why we received the grant.
Well, the deadline for signing up is very soon. Can you tell us about that and what numbers to call?
Stage one actually starts, I'm going to have to put on my glasses for this. Stage one starts July 25th. We have an orientation soiree. What other type of class could you have a soiree only in the arts? That goes through August 24th, where we actually have a certification showcase that will happen right here at Studio 561. Then our next stage two actually starts September 7th. So we are combining, as I said, four different concepts: creative writing, presentation, step-by-step painting, and dynamic movement to create these Art is Me classes. And I'd really love for Christine to jump in and talk about why creating art is so important to the individual person.
Well, I should say we're sitting in Christine McShane's studio. You've got about 30 or 40 people represented on your walls, I think. So how are you involved in this program, Christine?
I've been teaching for a dozen or so years. And over the last 2 years since I've had the studio, I've been able to teach at least 100 people a month here with the step-by-step art classes I've been doing. And what has become really apparent to me is as the classes have gone along, people start bringing in their grandchildren, and then they start bringing in their children who haven't really received the kind of art instruction or the, you know, art appreciation that we've got. I have kids who are coming in because the teachers that they do have are so stressed when they're doing the art program, because they've got these places that they have to hit. Instead of helping the kids to develop, they have to hit these markers for them. And so the whole system isn't quite making it for them. But so they're coming into my classes and they're finding out that it's actually fun and they can really enjoy it and they're learning something. And then also every year I get requests from the juvenile hall or the at-risk youth programs and various other places for me to come in and teach. I just can't. I just don't have the resources or the time. When Deborah and I were talking, it was like, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of the people I also know, because I teach at Ollie, who are retired and would love to be able to contribute, could be armed, like this little army, go out there with paintbrush in hand and pen in hand, fill those gaps in our society that have been created because of this huge lack that we've kind of swept under the rug. So I was really excited to be part of this and to offer the studio as a home for it.
Well, as I understand it, you're hoping to develop art ambassadors who are going to spread the knowledge and the experiences that they've had taking courses with your grant to other places. So where can they go, for example?
Well, we're going to put together a list for people and some contacts and so on for people, you know, to sort of step into. A lot of the high schools are also looking for additional art classes and art teachers, and they're looking for people who either want to volunteer that time or for very little money, you know, and materials would be provided. So there's those sort of places. There's also the library. I get a lot of requests from retirement homes and so on. They have activities, but they also want to have ongoing classes. You know, once you start digging, there's a lot of places that will open up because they're actually really hungry for it. There's been a turn. About 4 or 5 years ago, I couldn't pay someone to come to an art class. I tried. They didn't take it. But now they want it. It's a different format. They want to know what they're going to learn, and they're a little bit more, I guess, savvy. Maybe internet shopping's done that for them. But it's like, I want to know what I'm going to learn, and then I'm going to come and I'm going to do it.
Well, can you take us through step by step how this would proceed? What would happen? What kinds of classes might they take?
Well, we have some absolutely wonderful professional teachers that are going to be working with us. So we have the writing element, which is with Virginia Partain, an English high school teacher from Paradise. And she's going to be taking them into their writing skills, and they're going to sit down and they're going to write a snapshot of their life. She's going to show them how to develop it. So this would be awesome for people who want to write, you know, even their biography or their family history, or to leave some information for their family and their friends or their children to, you know, to hear about their lives. And I know millions of people who have had on their bucket list to write a story or a novel. So this is where you can get started. And then Janice Hoffman is going to be doing the dynamic movement. She's going to do it in both sessions. And a lot of that's going to be about really knowing your body and standing in who you are and being able to share your information from that place. And then we have Whit Mather, our wonderful performance expert. He's got a lovely big bag full of tricks. And he's going to talk a little bit later. But, you know, there's standing up and delivering the information that you've written about in a meaningful way, kind of to help you be able to present what you would like to say and have some confidence about, you know, talking in public and performing, you know, to whatever degree you choose to do that.
Well, there are so many people who feel intimidated by the kinds of things that you're talking about, even though they may love to read, love to go to the theater, to listen to music. They have the sense that somehow they're not going to be able to do this. But I'm looking at a very bright-eyed man here, Whit Mather, who is assuring me anyone can get up and do the kinds of things to allow them to make presentations.
Absolutely. What we work at is confidence, is feeling confident, and we create a very safe environment for that. I was formally trained in the theater, and it was pretty tight, pretty tightly wrapped when you did theater work. Today, it's gotten much looser. For example, there are executives who go through improv classes to prepare them for what is called the ambush interview. That is an interview that suddenly takes place 60 Minutes was the beginning of this, takes place with an executive, and we have trained executives to be comfortable in that situation and improvise. So the presentation is anything from reading your vignette, your story, to a monologue, to having it enacted. And we will use improv games to create confidence. I'll give you one example. One of the things we do is we'll divide the class in half. Half will stand on stage and half will be audience. I will actually simply say to them, look at each other. I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. And we'll learn after that exercise that those on stage were uncomfortable, understandably so. In the next exercise, I will tell the people on stage to count from one to wherever they end up. And when they're standing on stage counting to themselves, and I say, I'm looking at you, you're looking at me, when that ends, those people on stage will tell you that they felt completely or significantly more comfortable than they did when they had nothing occupying their mind. So part of that example is that if you are doing something, presenting your vignette, your story, if you're doing that, the audience becomes less significant. You are actually occupying your mind with the act of telling your story. It will diffuse the anxiety that comes with performance. We'll also teach that improv and theater presentation is very much a sport. You are one member of a team, and that team's purpose is to make you look good. Our purpose in improv and theater is to make the other performer look good. So there will be a lot of class exercises that are based on trust and confidence. And the big one is, and you've maybe heard this, the phrase, yes and. If you and I are working together and we use the theory of yes and, anything you say, I agree with. Yes, and I add to it. I don't criticize you. I simply say yes, and then I fill in more information. So those will be some of the exercises. And the purpose is to become confident, self-assured, and able to tell something that you're very familiar with, your story, to a group of people. We also find that these communication skills can be used in daily life. I work with a lot of seniors, 55 and older. I often will hear them say, the great complaint was, I wish I had, I should have, why didn't I? And this is an opportunity to do those things you wanted to do. You may not have had the courage, time, or the ability to do them. Now you can do them. It's not too late to do it.
Well, Deborah, this is just a thrilling program. I'm just so happy it's coming to Chico. What else would you like to tell people?
Well, I'd just like to say, to follow up with what Whit said, don't be afraid. This is really designed to take the fear away. You're going to be in a safe, wonderful environment with a lot of other people who may not, who may be afraid of picking up a pen and writing a story, or maybe personally, like myself, doing dynamic movement. But you have these wonderful teachers who are going to draw out each and every time your skill set and help you become more confident in what you do. Whether you go and volunteer for a reading program at the library, all of these skills and the message is, arts have meaning. And if we want to age gracefully, we should embrace the arts, because they can help us live longer and they can help those who have not experienced what we had the great fortune of experiencing, arts in the schools. You can help other people and bring them along with the skill set, the artist me methods.
Let's end by having you give once again the dates and how to sign up.
For those interested in signing up, you can go to Studio 561 at 561 East Lindo Avenue, which is right across from S&S. A lot of people go, where is that? Just look for S&S, and it's right across on the creek side. Beautiful studio. Or you could call Christine McShane at 530-370-1285. Again, that number is 530-370-1285. Or you can go to Friends of the Arts Upstate, all one word, .org, And under the Art Is Me tab, you can see an online sign-up form.
And what is the end date for signing up?
Well, we'd ideally like everybody to be signed up before July 25th when the first stage starts. We have them in two stages, stage one and stage two. You can take one or both, but to become a true art ambassador, we would ideally like an art ambassador to have taken both stage one and stage two and be certificated in the Art Is Me methods.
Well, thank you so much, and best of luck on this wonderful program.
The most famous spine-tingling theme music for The Twilight Zone, music by Marius Constant. The episode that you'll see if you go to the Blue Room Theater this weekend is Jess Bell, and it's one of the one-hour episodes. The story here has to do with the title character, Jess Bell. She's an Appalachian woman, and she's an outcast. She's looked down on by her community because she's poorer. And she has a secret affair in the past with this handsome farmer named Billy Ben. But at the beginning of this episode, Billy Ben has totally turned his back on Jess Bell, and he's announced his engagement to Ellie, who is daughter of a rich farmer, and she's, you know, kind of a good girl. And Jess Bell takes desperate measures to win her man back. She goes to a witch woman, Granny Hart, and Granny Hart gives her a potion to drink. And after she drinks this potion, Jess Bell gets her man back. But unfortunately, there's a terrible supernatural price to pay for this potion. Throughout the episode, there's a folk song that weaves in and out and helps tell the story. And for this stage version of the episode, we had some favorite Chico musicians record a new version of the folk song. Peter and Tricia Burko, and we'll listen to them now singing the song, The Ballad of Jess Bell.
Fair was Ellie Glover, dark was Jess Bell, both they loved the same man, and both they loved him well.
We're listening there to Tricia and Peter Burko, Chico musicians who recorded this fresh version of The Ballad of Jess Bell for the stage version of that Twilight Zone episode that's at the Blue Room Theater. A couple of years ago, Peter and Tricia Burko recorded another Twilight Zone song. This is another folk song. It was for the episode Come Wander With Me. And in this episode, the main character is a folk singer, but kind of a commercialized folk singer who wants to make a career out of singing songs in the folk tradition, but he's not really that serious about the songs themselves. So he travels into the backwoods of the Appalachian area, to try to collect a song that will be a big hit for him. And he finds one. He finds a young woman who sings this song called Come Wander With Me. And in the ironic world of the Twilight Zone, the folk singer, Floyd Burney, becomes part of the song, which leads to his doom.
Come wander with me, love. Come wander with me.
You can see the Twilight Zone live on stage tonight and tomorrow night in the final performance Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Blue Room Theater. And that's Weekend Showcase for this week. As always, we encourage you to enjoy the arts where you live. Weekend Showcase is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Tom Kinney.